It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll hear about astronaut Scott Kelly's return from a record-setting space mission and what it could mean for the future of space exploration.
Now, a new bill gets at a question we get asked a lot at the grocery store: paper or plastic? It's a question people have heard for decades after plastic bags made their debut in the 1970s. But some communities, from Wisconsin to Texas, have banned or tried to restrict the use of plastic bags on the local level, citing environmental damage.
A bill, backed by the Wisconsin Grocers Association and the Alliance of Wisconsin Retailers, passed the state assembly last month. It was approved by a Senate committee yesterday. It aims to prohibit these local-level bans because they say they can harm businesses and Wisconsin's overall economy.
Joining us now is Representative Mike Rohrkast, a Republican from Neenah, who represents the 55th District of Wisconsin and was the assembly sponsor for the bill. Representative Rohrkast, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Veronica and Rob. Thanks for having me on.
So why do you think that Wisconsin needs a bill to block any possible bans on plastic bags?
Well, really what this does is it provides uniformity throughout the state. And it not only helps businesses, but it also really helps consumers in the long run, because if each individual city or town would develop either restrictions or fees on certain types of containers or some of these bags, so to speak, it would increase cost to the manufacturer. Then the manufacturer probably is going to pass that cost back on to the consumer. The other thing I would add is the bill doesn't restrict in any way a recycling program. So if plastic bags are still used, or paper bags, cans, bottles, they can still be recycled according to local recycling programs. Matter of fact, I mean, that's something that I encourage, and I think many legislators do on both sides of the aisle.
Now, you say that this could end up being more expensive for business owners and that they would transfer that cost over to the consumer. I know that you have experience in the packaging industry. How do you see that playing out? Why would that cost more?
Well, okay, let's say, okay, I worked at Menasha Corporation, which we provided corrugated packaging. At the time, I don't know if they still supply it to Kimberly-Clark, but they used to supply various packaging to Kimberly-Clark. If, let's say that certain cities would put a restriction on maybe either the type of corrugated box or packaging that was used, either in terms of size or density or anything like that, then that would require Kimberly-Clark to order different orders or levels of packaging just to meet a particular market, like a city versus an entire state or in the country. That would then increase cost. Anytime you have smaller runs, or you have to change what you're doing, either in the design or in the even in the printing, can cause increased cost and handling. And then again, Kimberly-Clark would probably turn around and pass that on to consumers. Now, that's just a hypothetical example.
Do paper bags, or if they're made of cardboard, very thin cardboard, do they cost more than plastic bags?
That I couldn't actually tell you. I don't know that they actually cost more, or I'm not positive on that. Both can be recycled.
I want to look at the example of Stevens Point. Now, this is a city that has a recycling program that is in the red right now. It is costing the city money instead of giving the city money back.
Sure.
And so Stevens Point wants to ban plastic bags for the month of March. Should they be able to do that?
Well, again, I mean, I guess, there's got to be a balance between sometimes, I think, state and local regulations. If Stevens Point decides to ban plastic bags for one particular month, then that's going to require every store in that area to completely rethink and redo for that particular month what they're going to do for their customers, whether it's paper or some other form of a bag to use for their customers. Anytime you add that kind of disruption, you add cost into a system. I do understand that, the plastics, the pricing isn't the best right now, but that affects many industries in many different ways. So the price for recycled materials, whether it's plastic, paper, containers, glass. I mean, it goes up and down.
So to be clear, Stephen's point wants to encourage people not to use any plastic bags. They're not actually doing a ban, a proper ban by law. But do you think that if a city wants to do that for a month without it being a ban by law, would you support that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if they want to encourage the use of plastic bags or the use of, I try to either use paper myself or reusable bags. If I'm only buying one or two items, I tell them don't even give me a bag anymore. So, no, I think that there's lots of ways that communities can encourage people to be better consumers of packaging and to be more responsible. I would encourage that throughout the state.
We're talking right now with Republican Assembly Representative Mike Rohrkast from NENA. He was the assembly sponsor for a bill that would prohibit local bans on plastic bags, and that bill got approval from a Senate committee yesterday. Now, these bans are in place in cities across the country. Austin, Texas has one. Berkeley, California has one. And some science says that these bags don't biodegrade easily. They're toxic to ecosystems. Is it out of step environmentally to prohibit a ban on plastic bags?
You mean on a state level?
At the state level here in Wisconsin.
I guess I'd have to research. I have to take a look at that. I mean, I understand that point. The purpose of this bill isn't to regulate an item for the state. It's to prohibit very random restrictions on businesses and consumers being able to use the type of packaging that they would most want to use. So if there was something to look at a state level from that, I mean, that's something that, probably could take a look at.
Do you think that small businesses could be helped by a ban on plastic bags? Maybe if they went bag free, like you said, you sometimes don't even use a bag, would their costs be brought down ultimately?
Well, their costs could be, but they could do that on their own right now. And I mean, I think many of them are doing that on their own. I mean, a lot of them are encouraging people to bring their bags in from Festival Foods in the state to COPS, which was recently bought by Kroger. I mean, they do a lot to encourage. Actually, for every bag you bring in by yourself, you get a nickel credited to your bill at the COPS chain for groceries. So businesses are doing that on their own. Again, I think that the point is to allow people. This does not stop recycling programs. It does not hinder the encouragement. And matter of fact, I think, personally, I want to see more reuse of materials. When I worked at Oshkosh Corporation as well, and we made heavy trucks, and we would rebuild many of our vehicles for our customers over time. They would send them back to us, and we would rebuild them. So the whole idea of sustainable products, whether that's the actual product that's being sold or the packaging that it's involved, is something that businesses, government, and communities should really work positively on. I think what we want to prevent, though, is a patchwork system that creates really logistical nightmares for either a consumer company or a packaging company to deal with different regulations based on 30 different cities in the state of Wisconsin.
Are there specific Wisconsin cities that are wanting to look into banning plastic bags right now?
Well, I've heard that there's a few. I've heard maybe Milwaukee, Madison has looked at. I don't know if they were particularly on bags, but they were looking on certain restrictions in this area or adding certain fees onto these.
And have you heard from businesses that are concerned about the possibility?
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard from Georgia Pacific, a large employer here in the state, on many of the business organizations, that the Restaurant Association, the Grocers Association, they all support this. The packaging companies are very supportive. This Quick Trip is very supportive of this legislation.
Representative Rohrkast, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. That was Republican Assembly Representative Mike Rohrkast from NENA. He was the assembly sponsor for a bill that would prohibit local bans on plastic bags. The bill got approval from a Senate committee yesterday and will go on to the full Senate on March 15th.